Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Bulls insider for NBC Sports Chicago.
Give me the hot sauce!
Covering everything from the dynasty to DeMar, KC Johnson.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
With Mully and Haw.
Bulls. 670
The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. KC Johnson joins us now on The Score Hotline, which, of course, is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. KC, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So we were talking about it. Yet another one of these final 2-minute reports comes through, and yet another ruling that, Reggie Jackson fouled DeMar DeRozan. There should have been a couple free throws. Do we even care about this? What is the point of this? Doesn't this just get you frustrated?
Well, it gets DeMar DeRozan frustrated because he not only argued about it in real time so vehemently that he had to be restrained by his teammates, but then he also tripled down on it with us in his post-game comments and just was very matter-of-fact about it. I actually said to our beloved guy, Cody Westerlund, from your awesome station, in the media room afterward, I wouldn't be surprised if DeMar gets fined. He clearly criticized officiating publicly. I'm guessing, number one, it wasn't strong enough. Number two, he was right, so they probably looked the other way. I don't know, man. Some people hate the last 2-minute report. I personally like it because I think it, brings some transparency to the game and puts a spotlight on high-profile calls. I understand it does not – it's not the be-all, end-all. There are missed calls in the first 2 minutes of the game that impact the rest of the game. I get all that, but this is the arbitrary time frame that they've chosen to analyze, and I think it brings an element of intrigue to the game, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think transparency without accountability is just regret. I'm tired of them because they don't mean anything, they don't lead to anything, and it just makes you feel more frustrated. But we could debate that another time. KC, a week to go before the trade deadline. I know what you have reported. I just wonder, does this change game to game? Does this change day to day about what they're likely to do? Because I think that's the way a lot of fans may look at it, like, oh, I feel good about things today. But yes, after a loss, they feel like, okay, blow it up. What's the approach for the next week?
Yeah, executives don't operate that way. You guys know that. I mean, they can't. Obviously, they're frustrated by the losing, but you can't have a reactionary game by game reactionary, philosophy to your vision or to what you want to do. So, all I can go by is this. Arturas has multiple times talked about continuity, so it's clear that he believes in this core when it's fully healthy. That continuity has not happened, obviously, because Lonzo Ball has not returned. The executives I've talked to, and, I'm not talking to them every day, so I this was probably 3 or 4 days ago I checked in with some people, and, it doesn't sound like the Bulls are planning anything big. Everything is fluid. I mean, you can't definitively say they're not going to make a move because a couple of reasons. If there's a offer that isn't available now that is made available in the next week that gives the Bulls pause, they have to consider that. That's their job. Their job is to try to do everything they can to make the Bulls better. I can tell you they're not actively looking to trade any of the first, the top three players. But, you know, the right offer, that can change that. The other thing I would say is, you know, 2 years ago, there was not one word or one inkling of the Nikola Vucevic trade. Not one. And then, boom, it just broke. In fact, I was actually on your guys' airwaves with Dan and Layla when it broke. So, you know, he does operate pretty quietly. But I can just tell you that the philosophy of continuity and believing in the core is not lip service. He does believe in that. And we'll see how that plays out over the next week.
So, KC, we're trying to figure out this Lonzo Ball thing. He's not coming back. They're going to have a meeting. You would imagine they'll shut him down. He still feels pain. They can't seem to figure out why. He and his people can't seem to figure out why. I think Joe Colley was on the station the other day and said he's had six different specialists, or he's gone to six different doctors trying to figure out why he's still feeling pain. And, you know, my question is it possible he's done? Is it possible that not only is he done for the year, but he's not going to be able to play basketball anymore? Do we know that – I mean, he's been out for a year and a half by the time this season's over.
Right. So, obviously, I asked him that directly in Paris, and obviously he's going to downplay that. He did not express – I mean, all you can do is ask – him directly, and then obviously work the margins to try to find out more. I asked him that directly in Paris. Do you feel this? Are you worried about this being career threatening? And he said no. He completely downplayed it. He said he's making progress. He's remains upbeat. So that's where you start. I can just tell you, I have heard the same, you know, inability to figure out what's wrong when the people that I've talked to around the situation. Because it's my understanding that, and I'm not a doctor, but it's my understanding that both surgeries, they felt fixed the problem. The first one initially repaired the meniscus. When the bone bruise pain lingered, the debridement, and LeVar Ball was actually on Stacey King and Mark Schanowski's Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast last night. He said the way he phrased it was there was a debris in the nerve. So that's what a debridement is. It clears up loose bodies, you know, loose fragments of cartilage, et cetera. I don't know if, you know, LeVar is right there. I'm not a doctor. He's not a doctor. I would think he probably know what's going on with his son. If debris in the nerve, that's what a debridement does. It clears that out. I was told they felt like that, you know, that debridement was successful. And that's where we're at. They don't understand why, when he tries to run, he still experiences discomfort at times. It's not all the time, but there are multiple times where he does. The big red flag to me when we were in Paris was he said something about how, you know, this is not his normal gait. It's almost like he's like relearning how to run. And if you watch that video he put on Instagram, and this is just, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. This is just my own take or analysis. He looks like he's, you know, not running the same as he did previously. So it's a mess. It's a mess. And you're right. If he sits out this season, you're talking January 2022 to training camp of 2023 without an NBA game. But, you know, I have not heard widespread, you know, his career is over. I've heard speculation about it, but I have not heard widespread, man, his career is over. So it's a mess. You hate to see it.
Back to trade possibilities. I wonder what you think about this. If the Bulls are going to move one of the big three, and I don't know if Zach is tradable, but if they move one of the other two, would it be with the belief, or is there any sort of thought that moving one of those guys might allow Patrick Williams to be more assertive and better, and you might get more out of him if you trade somebody who might be in his way and not blocking him from playing time, but preventing him from having to take that step that he needs to take clearly to reach that next level of improvement for a 21-year-old former fourth overall pick?
Yeah, my response to that is, first of all, he has started to play better with those three guys. And second of all, you know, this was all written when they made the bold move to get DeMar on top of getting Vooch. To me, their philosophy was, and this was our analysis, they never detailed this themselves, I'm talking about management, but a lot of beat writers analyze the situation the same way. Zach LaVine is what now? He's 27. He's kind of the bridge piece representing kind of a veteran, but also young, youth, athletic. And then Vooch and DeMar would be on the older end of that. And then you've got this new stable of young talent. This is all in theory, by the way, but you've got this new stable of young talent: Patrick Williams, Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu. You know, you develop them so that when DeMar and Vooch fade out of the picture, you've got a nucleus of Zach and this young talent fully developed. So that's why what I would respond to in that is that that's kind of already baked into the plans, but it's not like it needs a trade for that to happen. I mean, that's just going to happen organically over time. I mean, DeMar's not going to play forever. Vooch isn't going to be here forever. And I can just tell you that internally, you know, there's still quite a bit of belief with Patrick Williams. And he has played better from my seat over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks.
You know, when you think about Vooch in particular, Casey, I know you wrote an excellent story talking about how he's gotten better this year. He's been playing better. And it made me wonder, like, he was playing that well the last time he was out of contract. Is that connected?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I wrote. I mean, in 17, 18, you know, the same thing. The Magic didn't really entertain seriously extending him in the prior offseason.
Right.
And he went out and had a monster year. And, you know, different situation in terms of cap and where the team was at. But then, you know, they lavished a four-year, $100 million deal on him the following offseason. So this is Vooch has been through this situation before. That's why he's completely unfazed by all this. He's just like, I'm just going to go out and ball and try to win games. And that's what he's doing. And, you know, the thing that you got to keep coming back to, and this is why I've said all along, you know, the one of the big three that I most have my eyes on is Vooch. Just because, you know, I've said this, and it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, but, you know, he can walk this summer. He's not a restricted free agent. He's an unrestricted free agent. Right. He can do whatever he wants this summer. So you obviously have to have an idea of what his plans are, especially given what you paid to get him. You have to have an idea of what his plans are this summer. And if you have a strong feeling that he might go elsewhere, then I think you do need to, you know, see what you can get for him before the deadline. But, you know, the caveat to that is what team is going to give up a huge haul for a guy that, you know, unless they're assured they're going to re-sign him. So there's a lot to juggle. That's why those guys make the big bucks, those executives, right?
30 seconds, KC. Alex Caruso's market, is it exists more than any other player on that roster, and do you think he'll be dealt?
It is the biggest just because, you know, he's a plug-and-play guy for any team in the league, and he's got an incredibly manageable contract. I've heard like 8 to 10 teams have called on him. I'd be surprised if he's dealt. But, you know, I always say, you know, untouchable. Come on, man. It's like, you know, someone blows you away with an offer. It's your job to consider that. So I'd be surprised if he's dealt, but there are a lot of teams that are hoping that he is, or at least trying to see if he's available.
KC, thank you, buddy. Great stuff. Great catching up with you.
Thanks,
appreciate
KC.
It.
All
good
right.
Stuff.
Take care, guys. See you, man.
That is KC Johnson. Fascinating, really, when you think about where they're at.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.